Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
What a great day this is. We bring a brand new series to you now called Ask, Seek and Find. This is part one. We're going to look into Mark now. The Gospel of Mark and the 11th chapter. And from verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen, and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, if you pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours." That is what this series is about, beloved. Ask, seek, and find. Asking Almighty God, seeking Almighty God, and indeed, finding Him. Jesus is saying to his disciples, he's talking about faith being as small as a mustard seed. In another gospel, that is what he says. It's as small as a mustard seed. But you see, beloved, what a lot of us don't have is faith. We pray and we expect God to just do it. But we don't believe it. That is the point. You see, when we are praying to Almighty God to ask Him to do something for us, we don't actually believe it. We're asking Him for healing. We don't believe the healing is going to happen. We ask Him for financial support, for financial help. We don't believe He's going to do that. And Jesus is saying, well, if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. Jesus is saying to us today, you need to believe. You need to believe it's going to happen. Why do you think he went on and on and on about this? Because faith is so, so important. The whole construction of the Christian ministry, of the Christian faith, is based on faith. You see, let me put it this way to you. When you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus, if indeed you have, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus, you had faith. You were believing in a Lord God that you couldn't see. You were believing because you had heard. You were believing because what you had witnessed in your spirit, if you will. But you believed. You know, when I think back to the time when I gave my heart to the Lord, I am sure at 6 years old I believed in Him because my faith was simple. Every time I have been to Africa, and I've been all over Africa with at different times and for different crusades, and what I see before me are these wonderful people that have such faith because it's so simple. Their faith is completely and utterly simple. But us, do you know what we do? We make it complicated. We make it so difficult. We make it difficult for ourselves. I was talking to Dr. Tumor on the telephone before this broadcast began, and we were talking about loving the Lord and the simplicity of the gospel. There are teachers out there that will tell you that the gospel is not simple. It is complicated, and they will complicate it even further by doing different exegesis on different parts of the Bible. And on the face of it, you think, how can I understand this? How can I believe this? Because I don't even understand what they're saying. It's completely above my head because it's no longer simple. The simplicity of the gospel is this. Jesus loves you. And Jesus calls us to love one another as he has loved us. The simplicity of the gospel is to have faith in Almighty God. And beloved, listen, this is exciting. If you have got faith in Almighty God, then you have to have faith in what you believe. You have to have faith in what you're asking Almighty God to do for you. If you don't have a job at this moment and you are desperate to find a job, then have faith to know that the Lord God Almighty will lead you into the correct job. Just believe it. Have faith in that. If you have a disease in your body, if you need healing for something, you have had faith to believe in God Almighty. You have had faith to believe that he is your Savior. Then have faith that he will heal you. And as I am saying these words, beloved, believe me when I say this, I'm talking to myself too. I have a condition of diabetes and another condition of COPD. And I know this. My Lord wants to heal me of this. But I ask myself this question as I'm talking to you now. Do I have faith to believe that he will heal me? And that's where it becomes difficult. And you know what I think about? As I'm talking to you now, I think about all the wrong things I've done in my life. And I think that's because God doesn't want to heal me because of those things. And I'm missing the point. I am missing the gospel. I've been forgiven for those wrongdoings. Look at this. Jesus goes on to say in verse 25, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. He's saying, as you pray, just search your heart. Are you holding unforgiveness against anyone at all? Because if you are, you need to sort that out first. That is the first thing you need to do. Get rid of this problem of unforgiveness. Because if you don't, that's where you get caught. That's where you get stymied. That's where the whole thing breaks down. So really, this message today is about faith. But it's also about forgiveness. You see, you know why I was thinking, oh, well, the Lord doesn't want to heal me because of the things I've done. That doesn't come from Almighty God. That comes from the pit of hell. Why? Because it's not conviction, it's condemnation. And Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And beloved, I am in Christ Jesus. So this message isn't just for you, it is for me too. And oftentimes when I bring you a message, it is not only for you, but it is for me as well. And I get blessed by these messages. I get blessed because God is telling me something, and I know at the same time he is telling you something. Beloved, first, we need to forgive, completely forgive anyone who we have anything against. We need to release them into forgiveness. And the way to do that is to say, with my will, I will forgive. And in a moment, we're going to pray. And then after we have forgiven, we need to say, Almighty God, whatever it is you want the Lord to do for you, if it's financial, if it's healing, whatever it happens to be, if it's a job, if it's employment, if it's a relationship breakdown, whatever it is, beloved, you need to forgive somebody first who you are holding unforgiveness against. And once that is clear, you need to believe that when you're praying to your Father. He is your Father and He loves you. He loves you with all of His heart and soul, and He wants only good things for you. And therefore, you need to believe that He will do what you're asking because you have faith in believing it yourself, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to do this forgiveness now, though. If you are holding unforgiveness against somebody, I want you simply just to release them now in forgiveness. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry that I have not forgiven. And then say the name of the person. I forgive. Say the name of the person. In the name of Jesus and with my will, they are forgiven. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, fill me now full of faith to believe. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Amen. And amen.